Well, welcome, everybody. We've got a lot to cover tonight. I'm Tom Antion. Got a great guest with us, a good friend of mine, and one of the good guys of the industry. You know, there's a lot of scumbags out there. Well, he ain't one of them. So before I get into telling you all about Rick Frischman, I just have one brand-new announcement that has not been mentioned in public before. Rick, I've threatened to do this for a long time, and I finally did it. The new website, everybody jot it down, fatsotennis.com. 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 I am the largest person ever to produce and star in a tennis training video. So we're roughing the website out. It's not ready for the world yet, but you all are getting a sneak peek at it. Make sure you watch the 30-second trailer closely. I think you'll get a big kick of how you see me playing tennis there and what I'm doing while I'm playing tennis. You can also sign up if you are a tennis person or you have some friends or you want to tease somebody, get them a gag gift. You could send them over there. The DVD is being edited right now, and it'll be for sale in probably a couple weeks. But if you want to sign up and get some free tennis tips, if you're a little overweight and out of shape, you can go to Fatso Tennis and do it. I'll be showing more of that at Rick's events coming up in Los Angeles. Okay, so let's get to the main event here. Rick Frischman's with us. He is the founder of Planned Television Arts. He has been one of the leading book publicists in America for over, oh my God, this has to be a typo, 33 years. He doesn't even look 33 years old. I can't believe that. But he's worked with Wiley, Random House, Simon & Schuster, HarperCollins, Penguin, Pocket Books, Hyperion. He's worked with celebrities like Bill Moyer, Stephen King, Caroline Kennedy, Howard Stern, President Jimmy Carter. Now, wait a minute. You don't hear Howard Stern and Jimmy Carter in the same sentence very often. You know that, Rick? I don't know.
They were quite different.
I'll bet. Yeah, they didn't do a co-authored book, did they?
No, and Stern was much taller. And hairier, too.
Mark Victor Hansen, John Grisham, Hugh Downs, Henry Kissinger. Look at this. Jack Canfield, Alan Dershowitz, Arnold Palmer. Oh, my God. Harvey McKay. It just goes on and on. I don't have to be here the whole time.
Enough of that stuff. All right.
Reading that stuff. Rick is a publisher at Morgan James Publishing in New York. Now, most publishers are going down the tubes. In 2008, MJ published over 180 books. 180 books. Now, they only publish nonfiction books, and they look for authors who have a platform. And since, hey, we have so many speakers on the line today, you have a platform. You got people to tell about your book. And he wants people that like to give back to society, too. Morgan James gives a portion of every book sold to Habitat for Humanity. And their website is morganjamespublishing.com. Rick has been on Oprah. Hey, everybody wants to get on Oprah. We're going to hear about that tonight. Also, Bloomberg TV. He's been featured in the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, Associated Press, Selling Power, New York Post, and scores of other publications. He's a co-author of 11 books himself. So when he talks to you about stuff tonight, not only has he been on the publishing end, he's been on the author end. So there's no better guy to talk to you about this. He's had national bestsellers, Guerrilla Publicity, Networking Magic, Where's Your Wow, Guerrilla Marketing for Writers, and its second edition is coming out. Well, I guess it should be out about now.
It just came out.
Awesome. He is the co-host with attorney Richard Solomon of the radio show Taking Care of Business, which airs every Thursday from 2 to 3 p.m. on WCWP Radio in Long Island, New York. And you can check that on the web at tcbradio.com. Rick, I didn't know this stuff about you, Rick. Rick has a Bachelor of Fine Arts in Acting and Directing and a B.S. from Ithaca College School of Communications. And my B.S. degree I got at a bar, actually.
I knew you were going there.
He's a lecturer on publishing and public relations. He's a member of PRSA and the National Speakers Association. He lives with his wife, Robbie. They live in Long Island with three children, Adam, Rachel, and Stephanie, and two Havanese puppies, Cody and Cooper. Now, write this down for later. You can go to rickfrischman.com and get Rick's million-dollar Rolodex. That's very handy of all the kinds of vendors that Rick uses. Rick, I'm so glad you're back. Thanks for coming.
Thank you. It's always fun being with you on the phone and even more in person. We had a great time together in Las Vegas, and I can't wait to see you in Los Angeles.
Absolutely. I'm going to be there in the beginning of March. Mm-hmm. So let's get right to the meat here. We've got a lot of ground to cover,
yep.
And we don't want to make this a marathon for everybody, so hit us with why publicity is 100 times better than advertising.
Okay. Well, welcome, everybody, and thanks for being on the call. Take a pencil, paper out. We're going to give a lot of websites and teaching, and so take some notes. So I've been a publicity guy for over 30 years, working with all these cockamamie people that Tom talked about and authors and all that stuff. And I hate advertising. Advertising sucks. That's a good name for a book.
That is.
Right there. Let's see if we can get that website.
Okay.
That's a good, because you got to pay for it. You know, it can cost $300 for the 10 seconds on a little radio station. For a one-page ad in the New York Times, it can cost $80,000, although they're going down the tubes. They're giving away now because, you know, newspapers are dinosaurs.
Yeah,
now,
even if you bought it, who's going to read it?
That's right. but they have a big building, they'll say, on 8th Avenue now.
Yeah.
But we don't want to pay for it. We want free. We want to get on radio for no money. We want to be a guest. And every day, write this down, more than 4,000 radio and TV shows book over 10,000 guests. And your job, all 700 of you on the line tonight, your job is to get on these shows for little or no money. I don't want you paying for it. And newspapers, even more so, you know, to take an ad. I mean, anybody can take an ad. Osama bin Laden can take an ad, for God's sake. You know, well, not really, but his brother can. Or, you know, we want a newspaper editor to fall in love with our story because it's newsworthy and interesting, and assign a reporter to write a story about us. And a story about us in a newspaper is worth, I think, 100, I think 1,000 times more than an ad because of one word. And, Tom, you know it's credibility.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're newsworthy. So when someone writes about us, I've been, in the New York Times and in the Wall Street Journal, when I'm newsworthy, then people think, wow, you know, the New York Times says that I am an expert on networking because I have a book on it, and then people want to do business with me. So everyone out there, what we're going to talk about and give you tools to do is getting on TV, radio, newspaper for little or no money. That's what guerrilla publicity is about. So let's not do advertising. Let's get on for free.
All right. So, you know, we've got lots of speakers here today, and they're always wanting to maximize their speaking engagements. So
yeah.
Tell them about creating a line of back-end products.
Yeah, well, everyone, in fact, I'm a speaker, and I've been a member of NSA, you know, for 25, 30 years. And every speaker, and look, most of us speakers out here, I'm on the board of the New Jersey NSA division, and also I've been very involved with the New York NSA and Connecticut, and most of the speakers I'm talking about are just, you know, crying in their, you know, just saying business is terrible. And they're not getting speaking gigs, and what publicity can do, number one, is increase your speaking fees by, you know, double, triple, quadruple, because you are the number one expert. And number two, having that back-end product, which is audio tapes, videotapes, membership sites, which are really important, although these days they're a little tricky with the new rules that FTC is putting in. But that's where speakers and authors are making money, is getting them back to their sites, which is what Tom teaches, you know, and then getting them in their system so we can sell them other things, the back end, which is, again, you know, I have, you know, 10, 15 different audio programs of seminars that I've done, of teleseminars that I've done. In fact, I've done 140 hours of teleseminars like this. I'm now making them into books and repackaging them so people can buy them for very little amount of money. But you should be constantly reinventing yourself and getting more and more back-end product for people to get on your site.
Now, Rick,
money is not in the, you know, I mean, it's great to get a speech for $3,000, but it's what do we get afterwards?
Well, call me crazy, Rick, but I kind of doubt that you're recording all that stuff and then sitting down each night and typing it up, are you?
Oh, yeah. No. What's beautiful about it is we actually hire people to take the recording, mm-hmm. and, you know, very cheaply they put it into book form. In fact, I have one of them that's actually on Amazon. It's called Interviews from the Million Dollar Rolodex, and we put one of them out already, which is an interview I did with Mark Victor Hansen,
mm-hmm.
and it's just our 1 hour, an hour and 15-minute interview, and it's a transcript, which we didn't even clean up, but it's up there on Amazon, and people are buying it for $9.95. So you could take, you know, this recording that we're doing tonight, and I give you permission, Tom, and make a book out of it or make a CD pack out of it. But we can literally make a book very easily and get it up on Amazon and have a whole book series with all the seminars that you
do. Yeah, so book is part of it, and then you branch off to audio and transcripts and everything else. So there's no excuse with today's technology not to make a whole line of products. Now, tell us
you don't even need to know how to write or type or anything, and now you know, you can even just talk into a machine and it'll automatically just put it down on paper for you.
Yeah, that's right.
The human being.
The voice to text.
Yeah.
So tell us the six text words that every author wants to hear but very few ever do.
You are moving fast. I love it. Okay. they are, and write this down, the six words every speaker and author and actually entrepreneur would like to hear is, nice to see you again, Oprah.
I'll take your word that's six words.
That nice to see you again. Oh, it is. It's actually six words. And, you know, again, I want to talk a lot about publishing tonight, but now that you mention Oprah, I mean, you brought her up. You know,
well, you were on her. I wasn't. On her show. Excuse me.
Well, thanks a lot.
Slip of the tongue there.
Yes, I was. And actually, you could see the tape at rickfrischman.com. You can. I was younger and skinnier, and she was younger and fatter. when we were on. But, you know, in all my years, everyone has come to me and said, like, three things. They said, number one, gee, I like to be an author, and I want to be a New York Times best-selling author. The second thing they say is, I want to sell 1 million books. And the third thing they say is, you know, all my friends have said that I'm perfect for Oprah. And I really think I should be on Oprah. And I always say, gee, that's great. You know, how would next Tuesday be? but let me ask you, have you ever been on any radio shows? They're like, no. Have you ever been on any TV shows? No. You know, you have a website? No. Well, you know, have you ever seen Oprah? No. Well, that's like, you know, someone going in a hospital and saying, you know, I'd like to do brain surgery today. And the guy said, well, that's nice, but have you ever gone to medical school? No, but I like knives and I like heads. It'd be a lot of fun to do it, you know. So, to everybody, number one, I want you to start getting publicity locally. The way to get on Oprah is to start in Yakima. I don't know if anybody in this line is from Yakima or has ever even heard of Yakima. That's a little town in Washington. But you got to start in your local town. And your first homework assignment, there's going to be lots of homework tonight, is go to the end of your driveway. And first thing is, pick up the newspaper, which is at the end of your driveway, which is your community newspaper. And that's your first place that you go to get publicity. Call up the editor and say, hey, I have a new book. Everyone on this line, raise your hand. By the way, we have great technology. We have a new line here. We can see you.
We can see if they don't do it. Yeah.
That's right. So raise your hand and say, I am going to be an author. And I am going to be an author by the end of this year because Tom and Rick are going to help me do it. Okay, and that is our vow to you, is that we promise we're going to help you do it. And if you already are an author, because I know a lot of you are, we're going to help you sell a lot of books and be a best-selling author. So once you become an author, even just have a press kit, you call that local newspaper reporter and say, hey, I have a story for you, and I think you should interview me, and I'm going to send you my press release and my press kit and my book, and that local newspaper is going to interview you by phone, and you'll be on the front page because you are a celebrity in your local town. And that, so we want you to start with local newspaper first. We want you to start with local radio. That's a 1,000-watt radio station. That goes for about three blocks. It's fine. Because if you screw up, and you're going to screw up, we want you screwing up on the little stuff before you're on like KGO radio in San Francisco and KABC in Los Angeles and WGN in Chicago, which are 50,000-watt boomers and hit 40 states. And the same thing with TV. We want you starting with your local cable station. I'm in Long Island. We have Channel 12 cable news. Well, I'm sure all of you have cable news stations and little stations that you start with. And then you graduate to the new news or 6 a.m. news on your affiliate NBC, CBS, Fox. NBC, CBS, NBC, Fox. Well, those are four affiliate stations. And every time you do them, we get them up on your website. We're going to talk about your website in a moment. But what you have to understand to get on these local shows, before we go after Oprah, is that the media doesn't care about you. They don't give a hoot about you. They only care if you are going to be entertaining and fun and interesting and give the audience something of value.
Or controversial, too. Or controversial.
There you go. Bingo.
Yeah.
In fact, you are. There are four ways you're going to get on. And Tom is the first. Number one is, you know, Tom Antion, okay? Okay. Number two is be controversial. Write that down. Controversy sells. Number three, the way you're going to get on TV, radio, newspaper, solve a problem. Now, most of you are problem solvers out there. And what are you going to solve the problem? Probably one of three subsets. A, money. How to send your kids to college for free. How to make more money. How to pick an insurance agent. How to fire your stockbroker. Anything having to do with money and how to make more money in some way, that's solving a problem. Secondly, health. Like Tom was talking about his new website, which is, what is it, Fatso Tennis?
Fatso Tennis, yeah.
I can't believe it. I remembered it. Okay, cool. I got to go to that site. And I'm a big tennis player. I got to play with you.
Not as big as me.
Yeah, well, hopefully we're both getting smaller, though.
Yeah, and I actually have two sequels coming out, Tennis Tricks and Losing Weight with Tennis, because I lost about 30 pounds since I've been playing tennis, though.
Yeah, and you're moving around,
there
which
you
is
go.
Great. And I'm very proud of you, by the way. Losing weight, probably one of the biggest, you know, any way to lose weight, how to lose weight by next week, how to fit in a dress by next week, et cetera, is great. Fitness, diet, anything having to do with health is great. Third thing is relationships. If you can teach us how to divorce, properly fall in love, find a guy, get your kids to play nicely, anything with relationships, and subsets of all those, that solve a problem for those issues, and we will want to put you on the air. We will run a story about you. The next way that you can get news to get publicity is you can be a nut like Tom Antion. We don't want to do that. I mean, we want to be like Tom, but we don't want to get a news story. Crazy fat tennis player does. I'm just being silly, okay? But we don't want to walk down Fifth Avenue in a lobster suit. We want to be on the news because we are an expert in some way. We don't want to be on because of negative publicity. And a lot of people who we all know have had their careers go in the toilet because of negative publicity. How about Imus? Five words, one sentence, 30 seconds in his whole career, pretty much went in the toilet. And now he's back, but it almost, you know, it cost him millions of dollars in legal fees, et cetera, to get back. And we all know, you know, people like Tiger, and people who are running for president. who've done weird things and governors who've done weird things. So we don't want to be in the news for really stupid things. Everyone on the line here, besides being an author, which we'll talk about, you are going to claim a title. Every one of you is the number one expert in the world on X, on whatever it is. I mean, Tom, I say he's the number one expert in the world, number one internet marketer in the world. I've been saying that for 20 years. I've known him for almost 20 years.
20 years.
Whether he is or he isn't, I don't know. I mean, most people don't know, but we claim the title. I say he is. Now, somebody else on this line or somebody else may say, he's full baloney. I'm the number one internet marketer. I know a ton more than Tom Anion. He's just a good tennis player. Well, what do we got if you claim the title and someone else says that they're the number one?
Controversy. Argument.
Controversy. Bingo. It's wonderful. We want to debate this on the Today Show. So don't worry about claiming the title. If someone else comes out, you know, I mean, I did a PR campaign. I was promoting a breath mint. Now, that's as boring as anything in the world. And we claimed that we were the number one and the official breath mint of the California recall. With Schwarzenegger and all those other bozos who are running for governor. And we sent hundreds of thousands of breath mints to every bozo running for governor. We claim the title. So, I mean, even something fairly boring you can make interesting. I was promoting a paper plate. Now, that's about as boring as it can be. Called Chinette Tableware. It's a hell of a good paper plate. Still around. Now, what do you do to promote a paper plate? You got to find a hook. What is a hook? It's something that is, again, controversy, newsworthy, interesting. What the hell is a hooker? I'm going to make about a paper plate. So here is a secret how you find a hook. A hook is something that keeps you up in the middle of the night. What is it that keeps people up, that they're afraid of? You know, that, you know, the boogeyman, and, you know, whether, again, you know, it's a wedding, anything coming up, what is it that scares them? So, again, paper plate, we came up with a hook that most American women were up in the middle of the night afraid of last-minute entertaining. What happens if their mother-in-law comes in tomorrow, and what are they going to have in their kitchen? Now, this was really dumb. I know you're saying it's dumb. But we had so much publicity, front page, Chicago Tribune, of the lifestyle section, because we came up with a hook of what are American women afraid of. And, again, you know, it worked, but think a little bit outside the box. So claim a title. You could even start your own holiday. Every one of you, take your schnauzer to work, Dave, and look what Tom does with his two doggies. Mm-hmm. You know, he almost made a holiday for them. Every time I ever see him talk, you know, what is up on his PowerPoint? Pictures of his dog. So because people love dogs and cats, et cetera. One person I heard on the line before was talking about had a website about cats.
TheProblemCat.com, or yes. I think it was. Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. Let's start your own holiday.
Uh-oh.
For anything you want.
Okay. I
had to change phone lines. So.
Oh, good. Oh, yeah.
That was me. I keep two phones next to me.
It's going
to
be a long night if you disappeared on.
Almost lost you, but I'm back. Okay. So those are a few tips to get publicity. And
so you got to do all this stuff before you really have a chance, unless you murder somebody you're not going to get Oprah. You're too risky to be on Oprah if you haven't proven yourself on any other media.
And, well, yeah, they're not going to put you on unless you've done something, you know, like very newsworthy. Or, you know, if you've been on the front page of a newspaper and they want to talk to you, they're not going to put you on. And, frankly, you shouldn't be on because you're going to screw up. So I want you doing 10, 20, 30 TV shows before you go on Oprah. Now, here's a hint. There's anyone from Detroit? Okay, I see one person. WDIV Detroit, we booked people on the new news for 20 years. Well, there was a lady who booked the new news named Diane Hudson. What did she do after she booked the news in Detroit? She became executive producer at Oprah. All the producers at Oprah There's another guy named Ellen Rakitin from KSTP-TV in Minneapolis. They all worked locally in local shows all across America. Don't you think they talk to people in Detroit and Minneapolis and Yakima? They do.
And they're going to remember their greatest guests.
That's right.
And call you back.
Yeah. So you gotta do tons of local stuff. And you got to get on your website and you got to get a buzz going. Publicity is all about getting buzz and getting people talking and getting, you know, it's like the Internet. You're going viral. Well, that's what we want to do with the Internet, so that everybody's talking about you. Everybody's looking at your YouTube video. Everyone's pulling up your website and you're looking at your blog. Well, it's the same thing with publicity, where you're getting a buzz. And write this down. There are four legs of a publicity chair that we want you to focus on. One, and the most important, we'll get into that, is, of course, everything having to do with Internet. That's the first leg. Second leg is radio, and I love radio. Because radio, I've done 200-300 radio shows in the past 6 months promoting my latest book that came out. I do it in bed. I do it from Long Island. You don't have to go anywhere. It's just beautiful. So radio is a great way. TV, as we talked about, you got to be there. You start in your local town. And the fourth one is print. And print is getting harder and harder because, as we said before, these newspapers are just going in the toilet. And they don't have, you know, staff anymore to even interview you.
And so, nobody reads it anymore. If it's not on their cell phone or their computer, you know, it's you know, in their birdcage, you know.
That's why we're going back to leg number one is Internet, is that you're going to get on, you know, their iPhone and everywhere else through all your Internet stuff. And even TV, you don't have to go out and do a TV show. You can film a YouTube video, and that'll go viral, and basically you got your own TV station going.
Mm-hmm.
So everything is moving towards the Internet, which is why we're going to spend a little time on that in terms of publicity. And a lot of time, and I promise we try to get done by, you know, last time we went really late, so we're going to talk fast and get done earlier.
All right, well, let's talk about, you know, books are going to help them. And you challenged them earlier to get a book before the end of the year, but that's too long.
You're right.
Show them how five easy steps they could get a book in 90 days or less.
Okay. Well, first of all, everybody on this line, you are all better writers than Tom Antion and me.
That's right.
Tom's lousy, and I'm even worse. And I have 11 books out, and I've sold, some of them became bestsellers, not every one, I wish, but some of them have. I've sold a couple 100,000 books when you put them all together. My newest one just came out about 2 weeks ago, Guerrilla Marketing for Writers, revised edition. And I can't even write. So don't tell me, first of all, you can't write. Because we don't expect you to write. I mean, unless you're a novelist and you really want to write the great American story, then you got to know how to write. But for a nonfiction book, which I would say 98% of you want to do, we can literally talk your book. You know, and what happens is, you know, you get writer's block. That's when you get all this junk in between your brain and your hands. You know, you got your face and your chest and your stomach, and nothing comes out. But how many of you have speaker's block? I mean, a lot of you on the phone are speakers, are professional speakers, for God's sake. So speak your book. We just talked about it. So number one, you can speak your book, and you can take your talks, you can take your teleseminars, and turn those into books. Books now, we want them shorter. I don't want a 300-400-page book. I want a book which is 150 to 200 pages. I call them airplane books or even potty books. So we want them, you know, short, sweet, to the point, teach me something. Actionable books. And you don't have to be able to write it yourself. I mean, just talk them. And first of all, and by the way, Craig Dustwald, who's a friend of Tom's and mine, is going to be speaking at Author 101. He teaches you how to have a book in, what is it, 30 days?
Yeah, 30 days.
I mean, and just by doing just what we're talking about tonight, but I want to tell you, you know, the steps involved. First, is that A, I want you to write down, let's say even 10 chapter headings, okay? That's the first step. Number two, then just start talking each chapter And literally, if you talk for 10 minutes, there's a chapter. Within 30 days, you have your whole book written out, and then we have, I have editors that will edit your book for about 2 cents a word. So that's like under $1,000, and boom, you're off to the races. So now what do we have to have in a book? We got to have, you know, here's the first thing, too, that is really important. We were talking to people before we started. I want you to write down tonight, right now, 10 wonderful potential titles for your book. Because that's the most important thing we want to start is, what do we want to teach the world? What is it that we are saying? So is it a money book, a sex book, a diet book, a management book, whatever? What is it that you speak on and teach people? What is it that's your main point that you want to talk to people about? Obviously, with Tom, what was the title of your book?
Which one? I got 17 of them.
the one that Wiley did.
Oh, Wiley was The Ultimate Guide to Electronic Marketing for Small Business.
There you go. That's a long title.
Hey, that's Wiley. That's why I quit doing that.
That's why I didn't tell. Wait, let me tell you, here's a hint, okay? I want you, they did a study of all the best-selling books between like now and 1902.
Less than three words, right?
Well, between one and five words.
Yep.
And three words are even better. So, like my books, Guerrilla Publicity, Where's Your Wow? Here, I handled a guy, Charles Gibbons, Wealth Without Risk, Financial Self-Defense. Great title, which is a grabber. Now, also, you must own the URL for the title of your book. Tweet this. If you don't own the URL for the title of your book, it ain't the title of your book. I was in McGraw-Hill's offices. We knew we had something with wow that we wanted, but we literally grabbed the title while we were in the office. We got wheresyourwow.com. So three words to five words are best. If you somehow screwed up and you already have a title and you can't find the URL, let's say you have Where's Your Wow and it's taken, then take wheresyourwowbook.com. Put book after. In fact, every title just to play it safe. By the way, I have a domain getter called rickscheapdomains.com. Full disclosure, I make about 7 cents on each one. We never raised our price because I have hundreds of authors go there, and it's $8.95 a year for a URL, which I think is cheaper than almost anybody. GoDaddy, I think, is even more than that. So, but don't pay more than $8.95. It's rickscheapdomains.com. So go write down 10 potential titles, and I want it from 1 to 3. The 1 to 5 words would be best. Now, the subtitle is the promise of the book. So it could be Where's Your Wow, but then it's like our subtitle is How to Get Your Competitors to Wish They Were You. Okay, great grabber subtitle, which is the promise. How to make more money than you ever thought of by next week. How to lose 50 pounds in 1 year. How to find a woman to marry you within 6 months. Great, you know, promise, what is this book going to teach you? Second thing I want you to do is you must own your name as a URL. Like I own rickfrischman.com, obviously. Tom, I assume you own,
yep,
tomantheon.com.
Mm-hmm. Certainly.
Okay, but now I want you to get misspellings of your name as well, because many of us have really caca names and you can't find it. I was on with an author today who... the title of his book was way too long and convoluted, so I said, well, let's use your name to get everybody to go to, and he didn't have his name. So we then put a the in front of it. So if you couldn't get Tom Antion, you are the TomAntion.com.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You're the one and only Tom Antion, the original Tom Antion. You are also TomAntionSpeaker.com, TomAntionAuthor.com, and also get my in front of your name, my Tom Antion. It costs $8.95. Own this stuff, because this is real estate. You got to own it, because we want to get people back to your site with your book and everything that you're doing, publicity, so that we can then get them into our system and start a relationship with them. It's relationship marketing. The book is the lost leader. You don't make usually a huge amount of money with it. But what does a book do for you? It makes you the number one expert in the world. You're claiming the title. If you have a book, if you're trying to get into Oz, there's a little guy who at the door, and he says, well, who goes there? And you say, well, this is Tom Antion. He said, you can't come in here. But then he said, this is Tom Antionon. I'm the author of the greatest internet book that's ever been written. I am an author. And what does the guy at the door say? Well, bust my buttons. Come on in. That's a horse of a different color. And they let Tom in. And Tom gets to play with the colored horses. And he gets to bring his puppies in there to play with the horses. And what else happens? Tom gets to see the wizard. And who's the wizard?
Oprah.
There are lots of wizards. You're right. And who is the grand wizard? Is Oprah.
Oprah.
Exactly. But there's lots of mini wizards who you can get to because you're an author. The editor of your local newspaper and the radio show and TV show because you are an author. So everyone, our goal for you is not only by the end of the year, by the next 3 months, you're going to be an author. And I want to talk about the different ways that you can become an author and what it will do for you. First of all, the media thinks of you differently. If you're going there just to talk about your website or talk about your business or talk about your service, the media thinks of you as just you're hawking something. You're selling something. But if you come in as the author of the book about the subject, you are the authority. And it's really bizarre. The media doesn't think of authors as selling. They think of you as the authority. And you can get on hundreds and hundreds of shows. So let's talk about ways. The number one, to write your book, we talked about. The one great thing that you should do, by the way, is write a book proposal. And I'll tell you why. There was a guy who came to me with a really crappy book proposal. I mean, this was terrible. Jack Canfield sent him to me. And I said, this sucks. Go get my book or Author 101 Book Proposals or get Michael Larson's book, How to Write a Book Proposal, and do exactly what we tell you, which is do a competitive analysis. What other books are there on the subject? Write all the different chapter headings. Give me write two chapters. Give me a whole analysis of what you're going to do to market the book when it comes out. And, you know, just really do your homework of everything that's going to happen, that's going to be in the book, why there's a market for it, what you're going to teach, et cetera. And the proposal puts it all together really in your head and also will help you sell it to an agent and to a major publisher if that's the route you want to go. So step one is write a book proposal, and there's lots of easy ways to do it. By the way, the guy who came to me, who wrote this really crappy proposal and had a really crappy title for the book. It came out a couple of years ago. Ever hear the 4-Hour Work Week?
Yeah.
I still have a copy of that proposal, which he sent to me, and then the one that we redid. And we changed the title of the 4-Hour Work Week, and not too bad now. He's doing okay. So write a proposal. So.
Yeah, he's working 80 hours a week, you know, promoting the book now.
Yeah. Oh, he's busting his butt, you know, promoting it, that's for sure. but, wait, let me get a little water here. So the ways of getting published is number one, like Tom and I did, going after a major publisher. Like Tom is published by Wiley, I'm published by McGraw-Hill and Adams Media. To get published by them, you need a book proposal that we just talked about. Once you have a book proposal, you need to get an agent, because without an agent, no major publisher will generally talk to you, unless you're a pretty big name. But generally, you need an agent to sell it to a publisher. And here's homework. Just write this down. Never sign a contract with a publisher unless you have a literary agent or a literary attorney at your side, because every publishing agreement is designed to screw you in more ways than you can ever imagine. When I signed a 4-book deal, my attorney, literary attorney, said, you see this clause we're getting out of the contract? If I don't take this out, you will get 1/2 of all the royalties you're entitled to for the rest of your life. I didn't know it. So we don't know these contracts. I'm going to give you a name, Lloyd Jassin. L-L-O-I-D, Lloyd Jassin, J-A-S-S-I-N, copylaw.com. copylaw@aol.com is his email. He is, in my view, the best literary attorney in America and trademark attorney. And he's also reasonable. He's a wonderful man. Don't ever sign a publishing agreement unless you have a literary agent like Lloyd or a literary attorney, you know, at your side. I said it one more time, just so you know. And also, by the way, regular attorneys will screw up every deal. They don't know literary law. They don't know publishing contracts. So back to proposal. Now the proposal gets a literary agent. How do you get a literary agent? Very hard. They will not. They get about 500 to 1,000 query letters every week. Unless you know somebody who knows them, they're not even going to look at your proposal or look at your query letter. So you got to know people who know literary agents. By the way, because you're on this call, now you do. So I work with about 100 literary agents. We're going to have a ton of them at the event that Tom's talking at in a month from today. We'll talk about that later. The literary agent sells it to an editor at a major house, and the editor has to then sell it to the publishing board. And then hopefully they'll say, yes, we want to publish your book. We'll give you a little bit amount of money. The average advance is what it's called is $1,500 in America. That's what the advance is.
That's average.
And then you'll see your book in probably 15 months to 2 years. You will have given them their rights. The books will come out. And you have to do a ton of publicity yourself. They're not going to do it for you. And if they don't sell, the books will come back from the bookstores in about 3 months. And in a little while, they'll say, would you like your books back or we're going to destroy them? Now, that sounds kind of weird, but that's the way major publishers really work. And once in a while, books break out, like the four-hour work week, and make it big. But there are now 550,000 books published a year. If we take out the print-on-demand books, which we'll get in a minute, there are about 200,000 of those. Let's say there's 360,000. That's about 1,000 books a day. So the odds of your book making a whole bunch of money is not great. But there are ways to make it work through the internet and through publicity so your book stands out. Fast story, 1993. I was at a book convention in Miami, and a guy trips me in the hall and says, Rick Frischman, I've been dying to meet you. We've been turned down by 144 publishers. No one wants my book. They say my book is a piece of crap. And I finally got a small publisher to take it, and this publisher is about to go out of business, and they said, we'll publish you if you agree to buy back 20,000 books of any books that don't sell. You got to buy them back from us. And he said, okay, we'll do that. And he said, I got to hire you, but I have no money, which is just what a PR guy loves to hear. And so he put it on his credit card, and this guy was a whack job, I'll tell you. But I liked him. And so we worked for a whole year, and it took a year to get any traction. No one got the book at all. And finally, it took 18 months to hit even a first little bestseller list. So we did radio and TV and toured 30, 40 cities for a whole year with he and his partner, and we finally got a little bit of traction. And that guy who tripped me was Mark Victor Hansen and his partner, Jack Canfield. And the book that 144 publishers turned down was Chicken Soup for the Soul. We've now sold over, I guess, about 150 million books. I've worked on just about every one of Mark's books and every one of Jack's books. And Mark, of course, will be speaking with us March 5th and 6th at Author 101 University, telling his story and teaching people how he sold those 150 million books. But what is the point of that? The point of the story is don't get upset if somebody else doesn't get it. If another publisher doesn't get it, you know, I mean, how did those other 143 publishers screwed up? The guy who said yes, who was Peter Vigso at HCI Publishing, who was about to go out of business, now has his own horse farm, his own yacht, his own plane. Because he had the foresight to say yes. So don't let anybody say this isn't good enough. You got to believe in yourself, and Tom and I will believe in you, and we'll make sure we help you get published.
And Rick, it's time for a short commercial break, and I'm going to tell them what's coming up right after the break.
Yes, sir.
Rick's going to be getting into the differences in publicists and getting retainers and pay for placement, things like that. He's going to talk about publicity departments, I guess if you can call them that, at publishing houses, how to do press releases, you know, how not to get taken advantage of when you do get a contract. tips and techniques for generating back-of-the-room sales, and lots much more is coming up. But, Rick, let's take just a couple minutes. I think people will permit us to tell them about the event you got coming up in Los Angeles.
Well, sure. Glad you asked that question. It's called Author 101 University, which is March 5 and 6 in Los Angeles. Tom will give you a link to get there, but it's Author 101 University, and we have 15 experts. Tom, of course, is speaking, and he's my leadoff man on Thursday and then on Saturday. But we have Mark Victor Hansen. We have Craig Duswalt, who is teaching people how to write a book in 30 days. Barbara DeAngelis, who's had like 14 number one bestsellers. Laurel Langmire, who's one of the top money people. Steve Harrison. You know Steve.
Yes, sir. Sure.
You know, who's our radio TV interview report. Will be there. I mean, we have, it just goes
Brendan
on.
Brendan Burchard. Don't forget Brendan.
Oh, sure, Brendan Burchard. And actually, you'll hear his voice when you get to the site, who is one of our best friends. In fact, he spoke on my stage first. And here's an interesting story, which he'll tell you when you get there. But Brendan came to one of our events as an attendee, sat in the audience. I invited a literary agent. You know, I invited 10 literary agents. I actually introduced Brendan to his literary agent. He got a book deal. And then he started speaking, and now Life's Golden Ticket came out, became a huge bestseller, and his career took off like crazy just because he came to the event as an attendee. And your life changes by being there. Besides the people who are going to teach you, like Brendan and Tom and myself, and I have 10 literary agents who are looking for you and publishers who are looking for your proposal and looking to hear your story and meet with you. But you got to be there. And that's what happened to Brendan. He showed up, and his life changed, and now he's one of the greatest speakers. So this is a two-and-a-half-day event. It starts on Thursday evening with Tom.
Well, you know, I want to talk about, because I usually come and come early and stay late, but I want to talk about those literary agents. Mm-hmm. They're interested in serious people. All right, and so coming to an event like this automatically pre-qualifies you as serious. Now, it still doesn't automatically mean you'll get a book deal, but they get so many flakos coming at them from all directions with those 500 submissions a week Rick's talking about. They'd prefer to have somebody that's trained and that can really make something out of their book. So that's another reason to come to an event like this.
And they know that you've learned about a platform, which is, you know, what we're going to be talking, which Tom teaches you, and we're going to talk a little bit more now, that you understand the Internet, that you understand publicity, that you understand marketing, so that when your book comes out, you're going to make something of it. So you guys who show up there, you get deals because they know you're serious and you're going to do it. And you're not just going to, you know, whine and cry, oh, my goodness, you know, my book didn't get the New York Times and I didn't get on Oprah. You know, so they're looking for you. In fact, you know, they want to meet you and network with you and get your stuff. And again, that's what happened to Brendan.
Is there a panel this year?
Yeah, we have a panel. The panel is going to be on Friday night. We're doing it on the first day.
All these guys will be and ladies will be on stage, right?
Yep.
So you'll be able to identify them.
Yeah, and they give you their personal information, how to reach them. Then there's a cocktail party Friday night. You can hobnob with them. I hope to get many of them to do one-on-ones with people Saturday morning so you can actually go pitch them on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be there on Saturday, and then also you can network with them on Saturday night. So you're going to get to spend like 2 days with these literary agents and publishers. And again, just as one other sidebar, I am a publisher, and I pick up a lot of people there. Again, I realized there was 191 books we published last year. And actually, Ken Achety is going to be there. You met Ken last time.
Yep.
Who's a literary manager and a movie producer. Ken has actually just opened up our fiction division at Morgan James Publishing and is looking for fiction writers. So if you're a fiction writer, you know, I want you to come too, because Ken and other agents are there looking for your fiction work as well.
Well, let me give them the website to go to. It's greatinternetmarketing.com, greatinternetmarketing.com/author101. greatinternetmarketing.com/author101, and that's all small on the author 101. And that'll take you right there where you can read all the details. It won't hurt our feelings if you want to go now. You'll all be getting the recording of this, so you won't miss a thing afterwards. So I'm going to be there. Like I said, I go early and stay late. I'm very accessible, and Rick will attest to that. I'm almost like a pest. I'm there so early and stay so late.
You're there all. And by the way, tell them how cheap it is. It's crazy.
I don't even know. It's just,
you don't even know. This thing, I mean, we're trying to make it so easy for you. It's $3.99 for the 2.5 days. And you can bring a friend for free.
Oh, a lot of these things are a couple thousand bucks.
Tell them about the Ginzo Nights.
Yeah.
Actually, if you sign up very soon, right now we have an early bird special, so we're taking off $100, so it's only $299.
I didn't even know that. So
yeah, and you can bring, and you got to put in the code word Cooper, COOPER. Don't worry, it's on the site, Cooper, and you get $100 off. We're going to take that off really soon.
Because you got a smaller room, you couldn't book a bigger room for some reason because it was all booked up. So so this is going to sell out fast, folks. So make sure.
Last time when we did it in October, we had over 350 people there in Las Vegas.
Right.
This room is a really beautiful auditorium, but it only holds 200 people. And so we're going to sell out. I mean, it's selling out fast, so we're going to take off the early bird fast. But it's still there where you can save $100. It's only $299, and you get to bring a friend for free. And we have a block of rooms, by the way. It's at an incredible hotel, the Westin Hotel, right at the LAX airport. So you don't need a car. There's a free shuttle that takes you right to the airport, and the rooms are $109. So, and lastly, is if you stay for the 2 days and you hang out with Tom Antion, and then you say, you know what, Tom is full of baloney, and everybody other speakers full of baloney, I hated it, and we'll give you the 100% money back guarantee.
Yeah, and you don't see that too often either.
We'll
do,
no questions asked. We'll give you a check back.
And, okay. So
all right. So there's our ad, but we hope to see you there. In fact, with the 700 people on this call tonight, we may just sell out the place and close it out.
Yeah, then we can take a break till the time comes. And,
there you go.
All right.
So
great internet.
1 month away. Okay.
GreatInternetMarketing.com. What's the dates again?
March 5 and 6th. It's
except they got to come
Thursday
in on the 4th.
4 weeks from tonight. And you got to get there on the 4th.
Because I'm doing an extra bonus session, really high-level stuff on selling on the Internet that I wouldn't possibly have time for in my regular thing on Saturday. So you'll get lots of high-level training. I'm going to go into a lot of stuff on how to do $30,000 videos for a couple thousand bucks that will promote you, all kinds of stuff like that. So visit greatinternetmarketing.com/author101. You can go ahead and do it now, and I'll be sending you the recording of this later. All right, so let's get back to it, Rick.
And
tell us.
By the way, it's from 8 until 6 both days, so that's why you got to get there on Thursday.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's a serious thing. A lot of these people do 3 or 4 days but drag it out, but this is going to be intense, 2.5
so
days.
Let me just finish up a little on the publishing, then we'll get some more publicity. Now you have, so we talked about regular publishing, and the problem is your book doesn't come out for like a year, year and a half, 2 years, but it's still a good way to get going. The second way of doing it is POD publishing, which is print on demand, which I don't want you doing self-publishing. Anybody out there, I don't want you designing books, doing all that, and printing the books, because then you end up printing 5,000 books, and they're in your garage. And no one ever gets them.
Yeah, but Rick, I got to stop you there.
Yeah.
I one of my books is in its sixth printing, and it was self-published. So,
right.
That's just because the first five printings were blurry and crooked. Right. But so don't knock self-publishing.
But you knew how to do it, and you're a promoter, and but. These
no, but
days,
I'm serious. The first five printings were blurry.
That's terrible. All right. Well, I mean, and some people, have made it, but the vast majority have just lost a lot of money because they're reinventing the wheel and they just don't know what to do. So what has happened is now PODs come out, print on demand, where literally for about $699, you can have your book designed, done, you know, by a company and up on the internet in like 3 months. And what happens is someone orders the book today on Amazon, the book is printed today and shipped out tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
There's tons of POD publishers out there. Most of them stink. The best outfit is Author Solutions, which owns, they publish literally about 30,000 books a year, just themselves. And they own Author House and Ex Libris and iUniverse. And we actually have a division with them called Persona Publishing. Just check it out, personapublishing.com. And you can get in for like $699 or $1,500 and just get going and have your book in like 3 months. Now, is that the best way to go? No, because everyone knows that it's a POD book, and the problem is it will never get in a bookstore. So, you know, we want to get books in bookstores if you possibly can, and be published by a bigger firm. But it's a great way of getting going, especially for a book that we know isn't going to sell a lot. The average POD book sells about 100 books. So if you want to, you know, just if you're a speaker and you just want to do it for back of the room sales, it's great. If you want to publish your, you know, your grandmother's essays, it's great. That's fine. The third way is entrepreneurial publishing, and that's our MorganJamesPublishing.com, which is it's kind of a combination that we can get a book out in 10 weeks from the time you get to us. We get it in bookstores, and it's a combination of regular, you know, offset printing backed up with POD, but you keep the rights, and so it's a slightly different way. But the point is whether you want to go to, you know, get an agent and have it sold to HarperCollins or Wiley, whether you want to do POD or you want to have me publish your book, every one of you will have a book published this year because it will change your life, and that's how you will start getting more publicity, where you will earn more on the back end. Your speaking fees will go up, but you'll develop a big list, and now people will look at you, the media will look at you in a different way. And lastly about publishing is, and we'll end with it, but I want you to do it not because of the money, but because you want to give back in some way. And you said before, our publishing company, we give a portion of every book that we publish to Habitat for Humanity, and then after that, you know, once we build houses for people, and after we put a roof over their head, we give them a library book so that we can put knowledge in their head as well. So we want you doing it because you want to teach and give back, not just because you want to make money. So that's all I have to say about that, as Mr. Gump would say. Well, let's move on.
Okay, well, I just want to put a little asterisk on that, on the time, that 10-week period.
Mm-hmm.
I have an internet book. It was 18 months after we signed the contract before it came out. So a lot of it was already going obsolete before it even got out. So, and if you have to chase an agent for 6 months, you're at over 2 years to get a book out through the other methods. So.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk. Get into more about publicity, which
okay.
was the title of this whole shindig. Tell them about the pay for placement kind of
and
places,
firms
retainer
stuff, yeah.
places, all the differences, pros and cons are.
Most PR firms work on a retainer basis, but I run a PR firm for over 33 years, going to Plan TV Arts, and I sold it to Reuter Finn, which is the biggest PR firm in New York. They do about $100 million a year, all on retainer, and the whole idea is you pay them, an average PR firm, anywhere between $5,000 and $20,000 a month.
That's to be the low person on the totem pole, right?
Yeah. and you got a great guarantee. They say, look, you know, we give you a wonderful guarantee for that $5,000 or $10,000 a month. We guarantee that you're going to pay us every month. and that's the truth. I mean, they say, look, we're going to try really hard, and we'll give you, you know, lots of updates on who said no. And it's a beautiful thing. And look, I'm putting it down. I mean, I've made my living doing this for forever. But if you hire a PR firm, number one, you got to hire a PR firm that is a specialist in what you are doing, a book publicity firm or a health firm, whatever, you know, for your area, number one. Number two, get testimonials and talk to people who've hired them in the past and find out the good, bad, and the ugly. Number three, the president of the firm, like me, you know, will dazzle you, hopefully, and get you to sign on, and then you'll probably, you know, be assigned to a munchkin who's been working for 3 months. Find out who is working on your account and what team has been there and what they've done before, and make sure you don't only have the interns and the munchkins, that you have some senior people who know what the hell they're doing. Okay. Number four, there are lots of PR firms that work on a pay-for-play, meaning they will, like we have at Plant TV Arts, you know, where we guarantee we'll get you 20 interviews in top markets all across the country for X amount of dollars, roughly $4,000. So that's, we have all these different programs that have actually guaranteed placement for the fee that you pay. And if we don't get it for you, you don't pay, or it's prorated. Now, does that mean if we get you on those 20 interviews or we get you on these 10 TV shows, you're going to sell 20,000 books, or you're going to have 2 million people hit your website? No. But at least you're getting some sort of idea that you're getting value for what you're paying for. So I like the types of firms that you actually have real results based on and tied in with the fee that you give them. The third thing that you got to really watch out for is getting out of a contract. What happens if you sign up for 6 months and after 2 months you feel like nothing's happening? How do you get out? Do you have to pay for the next 6 months? What are your out clauses? And so a lot of these contracts, that's their most important things, their out clause. So once they get you, they either make you pay all in advance or they just make it really hard to get out of it. You should be getting an update every week from a PR firm. I call it a yes, no, maybe list. Here is what we're doing for you. You know, here's who we approached. Here's who said yes. You know, here's who's still thinking about it, and here's who said no. And you got to get that every week so you know exactly what's going on. If you don't, then say, I ain't paying. And I would pay a PR firm, you know, in little bits at a time. That way you're not in front of them, you know, and they got to keep working for you. They should do a press kit for you. As part, you know, generally press kit can cost $2,500 or more, but they should do it. What should be in your press kit, write this down, is a press release, one page, a bio, one page, suggested interview questions, 10 to 15 questions, one page, topical discussion points, testimonials, people think that you're God, also media who say, boy, I've had you on the show and the phone went crazy, you're fabulous. If you wrote a book, just give me a little section, a little portion of it, because people won't read your book. A picture, which is relatively new, well, not one from 20, 30 years ago.
Uh-oh.
I'm not saying anything, Tom. I was going to be mean, but I'm not going to go there. You know, if you had LASIK surgery and you don't wear glasses, then don't give me a picture with glasses. So, you know, give me a fairly, and your picture should be also available in JPEG form. So all that's got to be in your press kit, and then a contact who to reach. Now, in addition, more importantly, is your website. You need to have a few sites, and we've talked about the URLs. One of them is your name, another one is your book, or your company site. And everything we just talked about in your press kit's got to be on your site. But even more importantly, on your site should be streaming audio, streaming video. You should talk to me once you get to your site. So if you just went to our Author 101 University site through Tom, when you get there, Brendan Bouchard, we just talked about, automatically starts talking to you. And research shows, you may think it's obnoxious, but people stay on the site longer, they listen, and they do more of what you ask them to do if you talk to them, and it's very cheap to do. But we want to see streaming, you know, video of you in action. So you go to rickfrischman.com, you can see me on Oprah. You can see me on Bloomberg TV. You can see me speaking at an event and see if I'm good or I'm bad. So, you know, and what kind of energy I have. We want to see that, and we want to hear radio shows, and the media is checking you out. Links to all of your different places, et cetera, have got to be there. And most importantly is an ethical bribe, which is a freebie of some sort. So like Tom said earlier, if you go to rickfrischman.com, you'll get my $1 million Rolodex. Actually, if you're getting Author 101 University, you're getting the same thing, which is my ethical bribe to, you know, it has real value, but it gets you into my database and newsletter so that I start a relationship with you, not selling you, but a relationship. And you need to have a system that will do that for you. And Tom has preached this to you over and over again. I use the exact same system that Tom uses. We all use it. It's the best. We have different names for it. Tom's, you know, it's the same one I use, is Kickstart.com.
Kickstart Cart.com. Mm-hmm.
Okay. No wonder why I've been saying it. So KickstartCart.com, which is the best system. I use the same thing, and it does everything for you. You need to get it. Costs, what, about $55 a month?
Well, there's different versions, anywhere from about $40 to $99 a month, but it totally automates your business.
It does everything. I mean, for $40 a month, are you kidding me? You know, depending on the size list that you have, you know, to $99, you got to have it. So, and that's part of your site, but your PR firm needs to understand this, and if they don't understand everything we just talked about with your press kit and the ethical bribe and the streaming video and streaming audio, et cetera, get a different PR firm, you know. And we can give you different website people who know this and know how to do it. And Tom, how much, I mean, you don't even know website. And how much does it cost to put up a website?
Well, when they go to fatsotennis.com to get my ethical bribe, that site was put up in 10 minutes for free.
Well, there you go.
And it's gorgeous, all right? So this is the way the world goes. So when you have somebody giving you, and I'm going to be teaching all this stuff at Author 101, I mean, that would pay for your admission 50 times over, because the first web designer you go to is going to hit you for $5,000, and you're not even going to know how to make it work. So take a look at Fatso Tennis, and that's the kind of results you can get fast and for free.
And this stuff changes your life. I mean, and this is what Tom is teaching. And Tom's teaching more than anyone at Author 101, because he teaches on Thursday. And he teaches on Saturday. And then he's there taking you to lunch and drinking with you and playing tennis with you and hanging out. So it's like, you know, if you like Tom, just go to hang out with the guy. And then 5 minutes with him, and he'll give you a tip that saves you $500,000. So, well, maybe not that much. But,
probably. over the life of your business.
So, so this is what we need you to do, you know, have these sites, your ethical bribes, and then when you're on TV, radio, newspaper, the main thing we're doing is getting them back to your site so that you're getting them into your system with your ethical bribe and starting a relationship with them. And every one of you, I want you to have a newsletter that goes out. I mean, I have a newsletter that goes out twice a week. You know, Tom has a newsletter. Obviously, that's how you got on this call. I have a blog. You should have a blog. And blogs are kind of a pain because you got to write something on it, which is, you know, a pain in the butt. But when you have your book, you can put little pieces of your book up on your blog and react to things that are in the news on your blog. And Tom will explain how blogs and all that really get you, you know, high up. I mean, that's what you do, is teach them how you get high up in the search engines and all that stuff.
Hey, Rick, tell them a little bit more about what goes into the press release to get people to call you.
The press release, I mean, here's the main thing about a press release. Is number one is, as I said before, the media has ADD. I mean, they have about 30 seconds, and if you don't grab them, first of all, with the headline, and the headline, it's almost like a book title. The headline is the grabber, which is, you know, first of all, you know, reacting to something that's in the news that's solving a problem or controversial, like we talked about before. So first thing is headline, which is guest will teach your audience, you know, how to make $100 more every week for the rest of their life. Or, you know, author says that men have landed on the moon in 1940 and we didn't know about it. So, wow, I got to find out about that. So, controversial, grab it, short headline. After that, very short, little paragraph, and again, in bites, saying who you are and why you're making this statement and what you're going to teach the audience. In essence, you know, what is your credibility? And then most importantly, 4 or 5 bullets. That's what I want, just bullets. I said, here's what you are saying and what you're going to teach. Because an editor and a producer doesn't have time to read all this stuff. If you have paragraphs in there, their eyes just blur out. So the most important part is 4 or 5 bullets, what you're going to teach. And then lastly, when you're available, and a little bit about you, which is interesting, and that's it. Short, sweet, to the point with a press release. Now, having said that, most people don't even read press releases because we try to pitch them on the phone or we pitch them in an email with a really fabulous subject heading, which is the heading of the press release, and get them on the phone and pitch them in a really fast in a one sheet. But the media now is just, you know, moving so quickly that they don't have time for this. When you get on the air, they won't even look hardly at your press release. They will look at the suggested questions to ask you and just read bullet for bullet exactly the questions that you gave them, because they will know that you know what the questions are and you'll know how to answer them. And secondly, they won't have read your book. They won't have read your whole press kit that we put together, all the testimonials, all the press releases, all the newspaper stories. They don't have time for it. They'll just, you know, literally, they'll get those suggested questions a minute before you get on the air, and boom, go there, because they don't want to look like a dummy as well.
Hey, hey, Rick, our friend Alex Carroll, I got a great tip from him one time on those suggested questions. He puts the how long the answer will be.
The answer is.
Tell them how that's beneficial.
Oh, it's fabulous, because if you put, you know, here's the question. So, Alex, I understand that you have beat, you know, 400 speeding tickets in the past 2 years. There's a fast question. Okay. But then afterwards, he puts in there, answer takes 1.5 minutes, 90 seconds. That's 3 words. But by putting that in there, you're showing the host that you are a professional, you know exactly what you're doing, and that he knows that you're going to answer the question in 90 seconds.
Because he or she's looking at the clock on when the next segment's over.
Yeah, and remember, you have no idea what's going on. You know, when you're on the phone with them or even on TV, you don't know what's going on in their headset. They may have a guest that's about to come up that and they got to get you off the air quickly, or they may have just been told in their headset that their next guest is stuck in traffic and won't be there for 10 minutes, and they got to stretch. So they got to, you know, ask you some questions that they know you got a long answer to. So it shows them that you're a real professional.
And then I'm going to cover some stuff on online press releases, because it's a whole different ballgame. You can now go directly to the public and skip the media with audio and video and online press release services. So I'll be covering some of that.
Yep. And Alex Carroll will be there. You've interviewed Alex.
Yeah, several times. Yeah, he's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, so Alex will be speaking actually on Friday. You know, so you'll get to meet him face to face. If you haven't, you've heard him, you know, interviewed with Tom, but you'll get to meet him face to face too, which is kind of cool. But the PR firms, again, if you do it right, and if you listen to Tom, and if you listen to Alex, and you listen to me and other marketing people, you shouldn't have to hire a PR firm. And look, you know, I made a living running a PR firm, but the reality is we will give you the resources and teach you how to do it so you can do it yourself. And you can save $5,000, $10,000, $20,000 a month. Because with what Tom teaches you and what I teach you and Alex and others, you don't need to hire a PR firm. Let me give you 2 tips right now. Write this down. I spend thousands of dollars a month on databases in our PR firm. You don't need to spend that money. Number one, you can get something called Broadcasting and Cable Yearbook. In that, it's in the library and it's free, and it lists every radio and TV station in America. Broadcasting and Cable Yearbook. The other thing is called Editor and Publisher. And that's free, and it's in your library and online, and that lists every newspaper in America, the few that are still printing. And from that, you can actually do the legwork yourself and start making phone calls. There are 15 radio stations in almost every market in the country. And the show that you want to get on is a morning drive radio show between 7 and 9 a.m. You can call up each station and just ask who the producer is. And these databases out there, you know, the producer changed so fast. I was a producer at WOR Radio in New York for a guy named Barry Farber. And, you know, he had new producers every 6 months, and that's what happens across America. So you just got to call up and say, who's the producer? And then call them when they get off the air and do your pitch that we've been teaching you, which is an elevator speech, you know, for 30 seconds. And then, boom, send them your press release and press kit, you know, just electronically. And you're off to the races. And the exact same thing with TV. You know, on the 6 a.m. show, the 12 o'clock show, occasionally there's a talk show, although most of them are gone. You know, but there's something like in Portland called AM Northwest, and there's one in Atlanta. But most of them are just news shows that you can get on. So you don't need to hire the PR firm to do stuff that you can do yourself with a little bit of elbow grease. And if you don't have time to do it yourself, you hire a kid in college for $7 an hour or $10 an hour, you know, who loves talking on the phone, who knows about computers, and hire them for 3 hours a day. They'll love it. And give them, you know, give them the stuff that were, you know, the database, and just let them go to town.
Hey, Rick, give them a few tips of once they get on the air of how to be more effective. You know, you can't run on and on, but you can't just say yes or no.
Good point. Okay. Media training is really important. We don't want anybody ever to get on the air unless they've been media trained. And it can cost $2,500 for a half a day to $5,000 a day. So start writing this down. Here's what we want you to do. Number one, 70% of all stories are 1 minute, or news stories are 1 minute or less. So you have very little amount of time. You can see actually at rickfrischman.com, I was on Fox News. I was sitting there looking into a camera. I couldn't even see who I was talking to. You know, see how fast I had to get my points out. Each interview point was about 30 seconds long. So number two, I want you to write down five main points you're going to get in every interview and put them on index cards. After you have those 5 points down, I want you to write another 10 points that are for longer interviews that are ready to go. The first point that you have sets the stage, who you are, why you are an expert, what your USP is, unique selling proposition. And it should last for about, maybe your first point, 60 seconds, and then you take a break. And you take a break so that the host, your interviewer, can ask another question. Now, if they don't ask a question, take a short break, then just keep on going. If they do, you know, ask one another question, then obviously answer it. The most important point, number three, is take control of the interview. It is your interview, not theirs. You must take control and make sure that you get your points in no matter what they are. Don't necessarily answer their question. If they ask you a stupid question, don't say, well, boy, that's a dumb question. You know, say, boy, you know, so many people ask me that question. And then that's why bang, 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 and go exactly where you're going to go. It's called bridging. The people who do that best are called politicians. Probably Bill Clinton was the best of all. President Obama ain't bad, you know. Even Mr. Bush, you know, didn't answer the question. He said exactly what he was going to say, you know, right off of his script. So you have to say exactly what you, you know, bridge and go wherever you're going to go. But listen to them, acknowledge it, and go where you want to go. Remember, passion persuades. It is the way in which you talk, not what you're saying, that is the most important thing. Enthusiasm is probably the most important part of your interview. You know, we have a rule that I've had at my company for years. It goes like this. If you're not fired with enthusiasm, you will be fired with enthusiasm. And I wish I thought of it, but it wasn't me. It was Vince Lombardi, the greatest football coach ever. the Super Bowl this Sunday, they get the Vince Lombardi trophy. And people care about if you care about them. People care how you say it and, you know, how much passion you have. You can tell when Tom talks. I mean, it's fun to listen to him. Not only is he giving you great information, but he's funny and he's enthusiastic in his passion. You know he believes in what he's saying. And I think he can tell I'm the same way. So enthusiastic, passionate, that, you know, the way in which you're saying it is more important than anything.
Okay, Rick.
Don't say anything, just to give you a couple more things, don't say anything that you wouldn't be willing to write your name and have the New York Times write. And lastly, remember this, you know, watch what you say. Write this down. A closed mouth gathers no foot. When in doubt, shut up. And most of the time, people say dumb things when they're trying to be funny. So watch everything that comes out of your mouth.
Okay. Beautiful. All right, folks, we got one more major really cool thing to talk to you about. We're getting short on time here. So I want Rick's going to tell you in a minute about radio infomercials and how to maximize your book sales using radio infomercials. But, Rick, tell them one more time about the event. Give them the dates, the super deal you got. You'll be going to greatinternetmarketing.com/author101. greatinternetmarketing.com/author101. As soon as we tell you the rest of the details of that, we'll come back with radio infomercials. So give them the deal.
All right. And I want to welcome Tom Blake, by the way, who's going to be joining us.
Awesome.
Welcome. Hey.
Tom's been very successful selling his books. I remember he had findingloveafter50.com, and he's got the new one now. Several websites in a specific field. He's the author on dating when you're in your mature years. So great, he's going to be there. I can't wait to see you, Tom.
That's right. So welcome, and I'm sure within a couple minutes we're going to get some other people too. But Tom's coming, and
yeah, we have a lot of people going to be listening to the recording.
A lot of people are listening afterwards, and he's bringing somebody too, his girlfriend. No, I don't know who he's bringing. But, all right, so again, it's March 5 and 6. It's actually 1 month exactly from tonight on Thursday night. You're going to come and listen to Tom Antion.
That'd be the 4th, wouldn't it?
So the 4th is Thursday night.
So
that's
you'll travel
on? You got to fly in to Los Angeles on March 4th.
Or come in a day early and relax and be ready for this big event.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really great hotel. It's a Westin hotel.
They can probably still get the cheap rate at the hotel for an extra day if they wanted to, probably.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we blocked. You can definitely get it for the day early or later and just hang out. They got a
beautiful hotel.
Yeah, gorgeous. We both spent a lot of time there. It's a Westin Hotel right at the LAX airport. You don't need a car. So you got to fly in on the 4th. Tom does his thing all night on Thursday night. We start 8 o'clock Friday morning. We go to 6 o'clock, then have a cocktail party. Start 8 o'clock Sunday morning, although we'll probably even at
Saturday.
7 have...
Saturday with, morning. Saturday.
Saturday morning, right. Yes, I'm sorry. So on Saturday, we'll probably have meetings with the literary agents. We go to 6 o'clock, and then we have another cocktail party. Lots and lots of networking. You'll see at the site there, we have like 15 speakers. Again, you know, from Brendan Burchard, Armin Morin, Tom, myself, Barbara DeAngelis, Laurel Langmire, most importantly, we have about 10 literary agents that are looking to meet you. And the crazy thing, it is it's $399, but for a very short amount of time, you take $100 off. You put in the code word Cooper, so it's only $299, and you get to bring somebody for free. So it's like crazy. It's $299 for two people, and the hotel is $109. And lastly, most importantly, if at the end of it you stay and you didn't think it changed your life, it's 100% money back guarantee. So you got nothing to lose except maybe you'll become a best-selling author and learn how to make gazillions of dollars on the internet and other things. So
yeah, and
we want to see you there 1 month from on the 4th is when you got to fly in.
ask yourself, folks, what's holding you back from being as great as you want to be? I mean, you have these kinds of people, you know, just begging to help you and realize the kind of success they had. And we all started, everybody you see there all started sitting in an audience and watching somebody else and letting them blaze the path, and then we profited from it. So there's no reason to hold back. This is everybody else is crying about the economy. This is the best time on earth to be in business with these inexpensive tools to promote yourself around the world and get your book out that you've been thinking about forever, or if you've got a book, to be able to promote it. There's no better deal on earth than being at Author 101 University. Go to greatinternetmarketing.com/author101. Okay, Rick, let's finish up with radio infomercials, and then we'll call it a night.
Okay. There are a whole bunch of kind of infomercial type of things that you can do these days that don't cost a lot of money. The radio infomercial, you can literally, these days, the best way of doing it is you record a 1 minute. It's almost infomercial. It sounds like a news bite. And that gets sent out to 10,000 radio stations across America. And literally about 1,000 of them run it. And it's like an advertorial, which is really great, and it sounds just like a news clip. And it doesn't cost a huge amount of money. I mean, you would think to get on 1,000 radio stations, it would cost $20,000, $30,000. You know, it can be any $3,000, $4,000, depending on how many you want it sent out to. It's a great way of managing the message because you are actually writing the script, or our service writes the script for you. And it goes out there. And there's a similar thing with newspapers, newspaper stories, where it's an advertorial where a two-column story gets sent out to 10,000 newspapers all across America, and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them pick it up, not the New York Times, it's smaller papers, but they pick it up exactly as we wrote it. So if you have something which is controversial, or if you have something that, you know, you really got to make sure your message gets out there, it runs exactly word for word how we put it out there. And what's great is, God forbid, you've had some negative media or something bad, and people do a Google search on you, and believe me, we will do a Google search on you. As a publisher, if you come to me, the first thing I do is do a Google search, check you out and see everything that's written about you. Well, by having all these radio news releases and newspaper releases and all the internet stuff that we're going to teach you to get out there, anything negative goes down to page like 104, and we don't see it. So, I'll tell you firsthand. I mean, we had one author who made a big deal with a major publisher, and the publisher looked her up and saw that 20 years ago she used to run a swingers club with her husband, and they killed the deal.
Hmm.
So. Another tip, I want everyone to do a Google search on yourself and just see what's up there. And there may be something really weird from 20 years ago, but you know what? You know, the media may find it, so you got to get a lot more publicity, so they're not going to find that anymore.
Yeah, this is called reputation management. And for a couple $1,000 to bury, you know, something 90 pages deep, it's cheap.
Not a bad thing to
yeah.
do. So
and,
really important stuff.
And before we leave, can I get that lady's number, the swinger?
Yeah. No.
Oh, that went out over there. Sorry, folks.
Yeah, that's terrible.
All right, so we're out of time. Folks, if we didn't get to anything that we promised, I almost always do. We kind of ran out of time tonight. If we didn't, please email me at orders@antion.com, and I will personally answer any questions that we didn't cover for you, or I'll ask Rick, and we'll get you the answer, because both Rick and I take care of the people that we deal with. So can't wait to see you at Author 101 University. Go right now to greatinternetmarketing.com/author101. Get your tickets booked, get all psyched up, get a lot of rest, because Rick and I and a host of other luminaries are going to rock your world. So, Rick, thanks so much for being with me tonight.
Thank you. Great being with you as always. I can't wait to see you in a month. And everybody on the line, thanks for listening to us. And we'll look forward to meeting you and shaking your hand. And Tom and I are here to help you, you know, with whatever you need. So if there's any questions that we didn't get to, just, you know, send a message to Tom. He'll get it to me, and we will definitely answer it. And thanks again for having me on, sir.
No problem. This is Fatso Tennis Boy signing off. See you later. Thanks,
right.
Rick.
See you tonight.